The Salt Lake City Council makes a decision about the Sugar House streetcar route. Senator Orrin Hatch files 24 amendments to the Comprehensive Immigration Bill, and a community group protests a plan to build a freeway in West Davis County. You're listening to the KUER News Pod for Wednesday, May 8th. I'm Brian Grimmett. In a 4-3 decision, the Salt Lake City Council adopted the Sugar House streetcar alignment recommended by a consulting firm the city hired to study the project. In other words, the second phase of the streetcar will be routed north on 1100 East, despite fierce opposition. But as KUER's Whitney Evans reports, members of the council who favor that route say it's in the best interest of the city as a whole to move forward.
Sugar House resident Mark Unruh says he doesn't understand the council's decision.
Our representative laid out multiple reasons why this does not make sense, but it's not wanted by the public, not wanted by even a lot of the local businesses down 11th East, and yet they're going to play politics and run it down there anyway.
The motion was adopted with the understanding that Phase 2 construction will not begin until all potential impacts on the community are considered. The City Council intends to bring together a group of residents and business leaders in the area to examine how the streetcar line could affect the neighborhood. Some concerns include making sure 1100 East can safely accommodate emergency vehicles and bicycles alongside the new streetcar. Councilwoman Jill Remington Love said the process that led to this decision was long and thorough.
After listening to planners and experts, after visiting Portland, Seattle, and Vancouver to see their streetcar systems up close, after talking both by phone and in person to small business owners in these cities, I believe we need to get to work on the next link.
Love noted every extension of tracks in the community has faced opposition.
Fearmongers, but courageous public officials kept moving forward. Our community has been well served by those decision makers.
Councilman Charlie Luke has long supported an eastward expansion to better serve East Bench residents. But in the meeting, he proposed terminating the line at Highland Drive until a citywide transportation plan is adopted. That motion failed.
Unlike my colleague, Councilwoman Love, I do have concerns with the process. I do believe that there were a number of things that could have been done, that should have been done, to involve more city residents in this process.
The first phase of the Sugar House streetcar is slated for completion at the end of this year. It runs from the Central Point track station on 200 West to about 1050 East. Whitney Evans, KUER News.
Senator Orrin Hatch Tuesday filed 24 amendments to the Comprehensive Immigration Bill put forward by a group of senators known as the Gang of Eight. Hatch's amendments focus on law enforcement, high-skilled work, health benefits, and back taxes. KUER's Andrea Smartin has more.
Speaking in Salt Lake City last week, Senator Hatch told KUER the immigration bill would substantially improve border security. But he said there's more work to be done.
Well, everybody knows there has to be more fencing. There has to be more high-tech surveillance. Best thing to improve it, on top of all that, would be have a good immigration bill that really does work and shows these people we're not against them, but we expect our laws to be followed.
Hatch's proposed changes include amendments to strengthen law enforcement components of the bill, cracking down on identity fraud and marijuana cultivation on federal lands, and requiring inclusion of a DNA profile as part of a background check. He wants to increase the number of visas available for high-skilled and well-educated workers. Hatch has an amendment to strengthen the ability to collect back taxes of newly legalized immigrants and one to ensure that health insurance subsidies are only available 5 years after gaining legal status. The Senate Judiciary Committee is beginning markup of the immigration bill this week. Andrea Smartin, KUER News.
A coalition of community and environmental groups is asking the Utah Department of Transportation to reconsider building a new freeway along the west side of Davis County. Their so-called shared solution asks UDOT to study improving east-west roads and walkable communities as an alternative. Community activist Lori Cult wants to avoid a new freeway cutting through her neighborhood on the west side of Farmington.
Smart transportation should include looking for ways to maximize and use our existing infrastructure and what we already have. Sometimes less is more.
The state's plan for the West Davis corridor is set to come out next week. John Gleason with UDOT says all options will be on the table, including not building the planned freeway.
We want to invite the public and the media to show up at these public hearings once we release the draft environmental impact study.
A legal battle resulted in a scaled-back version of the Legacy Parkway from Salt Lake to Farmington a few years ago. Tim Wagner with the Sierra Club says they have no plans for a court challenge this time.
Ricardo Portillo will have a wake this afternoon at the Rail Event Center in Salt Lake City. That will be followed by a funeral mass at 7 p.m. He's the soccer referee who died last week after he was punched by a player. Family members made the decision to donate his organs before they took him off life support last weekend. Prosecutors are still considering charges against the man suspected of punching him. The Great Salt Lake Council of the Boy Scouts of America will meet today to decide whether to support a change in policy on gay members. The National Scouting Organization has proposed allowing gay scouts, but continuing to exclude gay or lesbian adults as leaders. The Great Salt Lake Council is one of the biggest in the country with more than 73,000 youth. Almost all of its troops are sponsored by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. The former head of the Utah Division of Consumer Protection has filed an ethics complaint with the Utah State Bar against Attorney General John Swallow. Tracy Gunderson headed the agency until last Friday. The Salt Lake Tribune reports Gunderson has accused Swallow of violating ethical rules by having conversations with the business owner who was facing hundreds of thousands of dollars in fines for telemarketing violations. Swallow was a deputy attorney general and running for the top office at the time. Swallow has said in the past he'd like to take the Division of Consumer Protection out of the State Department of Commerce and put it under the Attorney General. A worker was killed and another was seriously injured last night in an explosion and fire at an oil well in eastern Utah. The Salt Lake Tribune reports the explosion occurred at a well near Miten owned by Newfield Exploration. A third worker had minor injuries. The University of Utah's law school has received a $4.5 million donation for its new building. The Chicago Community Trust provided the money to help the new law school attain a Platinum LEED certification for energy use and environmentally friendly construction. It will help pay for solar power, better insulation, rainwater collection, and recycled materials. The university plans to break ground on the building in June. And finally, the city of American Fork has a new way to curb panhandling, physically blocking the panhandlers. The city installed concrete barriers over the weekend on a median where panhandlers often stand. The short walls make it all but impossible to stand there and reach motorists in their cars. And that is your KUER News Pod for Wednesday, May 8th. For the latest news and updates from around the state, visit us online at KUER.org or follow us on Twitter at KUER News. Until next time, I'm Brian Germitt.